Blood Quest, Prisoners of the Eye of Terror, by Ben Counter. Performed by Gareth Armstrong, Tim Bentinck, Chris Fairbank, Saul Reichlin, and David Timpson. Directed by Samuel Gunn. Produced by Heavy Entertainment for Black Library. Of Eidolon I will speak. Eidolon, a world of crystallized madness that hovers halfway between reality and the warp. Eidolon, haunted by demons and ruled by a sultan of their kind, and home to armies of the lost and misbegotten. A planet of endless battlefields, scarred and caustic deserts, arena and plaything of the dark gods. I know well of Eidolon. I am Demosthenes Kane of the 409th Cadmean Janissaries, infantryman of the Imperial Guard, regimental archivist, a historian of our woes. It was my duty, my burden, to write of our battles and our fallen heroes, and then lately, the terror and bedlam into which we fell. How the Cadmean Janissaries ended up on Eidolon is a tale of sorrow indeed. But you need not hear my own humble story. Instead, hear of some far greater than I. Space Marines. The Emperor's finest. Soldiers renowned and feared throughout his galaxy. Blood Angels, no less, of that most famed chapter. On the demon world of Eidolon walked a band of such warriors, led by Captain Leonatus. Disgraced by the loss of the Blood Angel's relic, the Sword of Belarius, he had dedicated himself to recovering it. This quest had brought him to Eidolon, where he believed the sword to be in the possession of its demon overlord. With him had traveled a band of companions, but through the many trials of his quest, there remained but three. The scout novices, Lysander and Proteus, brave, no doubt, but young and untested, and Brother Cloten, battling constantly with the gene curse of the Blood Angels, the Red Thirst, and the Black Rage. The violent insanity said to be the bequest of the chapter's Primarch, Sanguinius.